4. Reading comprehension. Read the following article.
It is a recipe for disaster. The world population stands at 6.5 billion, and in only 30 more years, the Earth's population will have grown by an incredible 2 billion. What will these people eat and drink? Water is necessary not only for drinking, but also for growing the food that we eat. Moreover, it is crucial for sanitation, for everything from taking a bath and flushing toilets to brushing one's teeth. On our planet, we are surrounded by water, but about 97.5% of that is salt water, which is not fit for human use. Thus, only 2.5% is fresh water. In addition, most of the fresh water is frozen in polar ice caps, so only 1% of fresh water is accessible to direct human use. This scarce remaining fresh water available is being depleted at an alarming rate, largely due to over-irrigation for agriculture. Already, one quarter of the world's population is suffering from a water shortage, and it is predicted that within 25 years, one half of the world's population could have trouble finding enough water for drinking or irrigation. The world water shortage is made even worse by pollution. Water is contaminated by unwise human use, chemicals, animals, and so on. Infectious diseases connected to the water supply account for 80% of the illnesses and deaths in the developing world. To be more specific, diarrhea, typhoid fever, and cholera kill 15 million people a year, many of them children. This dark picture does have a bright side, however. The world's supply of fresh water can be preserved if mankind acts now. For example, humans must conserve water by limiting their daily use. More efficient and less wasteful means of irrigation must be found and utilized. New ways of turning the ocean's salt water into fresh water must be found. Most importantly of all, pollution must be sharply reduced.